Hey.
Okay, Jess Ducco, need some conversation topics from you right now.
Oh.
Because this weekend, the twins have been invited to their first birthday party where I don't know the kid or the parents or anyone involved in the party.
Oh, how has that come to pass?
So they go to daycare and they have friends at daycare who we occasionally might see for a second, but some of them get picked up at different times. So we don't know the kids. We don't know the parents. And they got in their little mail hole at their daycare an invitation to a fourth birthday on Sunday for a child that we don't know. We don't know the parents of.
The kid exists.
The kid exists.
The twins didn't just make up an invite to get out of, like, I don't know, mummy daddy time on Saturday, did they?
Yeah,
drop us off at this address.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
If so, their handwriting is very good. Okay. And so is their literacy at 3 years old.
Harriet's smart cookie, man.
She is, but the thing is that they mention this kid a bit. So they know, I know that they're good friends, but I don't know any of the parents. I don't know any of the children. They're going to be in a play arena and Georgette's at work. So I'm flying solo, just going into a group of parents and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about or do. It goes for 2 hours I don't even have, like, my normal security blanket is, Georgette, hey, we can talk about our lives or whatever.
Yeah, keep me company.
Worst case scenario, Otis, how's your day going? My three-year-old, he's going to be in the play area. So
yes.
I can't even talk to my children.
Yeah, you're just watching with the other parents as the children have a good time.
Yeah.
Supervising.
So the parties you go to for them normally, you know the families or you know the kid briefly.
Yeah, quite often it's the parents are good friends and you get invited to the party because the parents are friends, not even the kids necessarily.
So even the parent of the birthday boy or girl, have they just assumed that the twins are friends? Like they're taking the word of their three-year-old who they want to invite.
Yeah, like we would invite this kid to our fourth birthday if we had one,
I just would assume all the parents would know each other.
I know, right? Like, growing up, I always thought that sort of stuff.
You've got good chat. Why are you uncomfortable?
All right, here's the problem, because if you've ever had young children, I don't know if this is just me, but if you're trying to concentrate on the safety of two children at the same time, particularly in a play enclosure.
Enclosure. Sounds like they're at the zoo.
They're at the zoo. They're in a cage.
Yeah. You just put them in with the meerkats. There you go. Yeah, have fun. Yeah.
It's Revolution Gym. If you know what I'm talking about, it's an enclosure.
Okay.
And it's wonderful.
Because
it's all netted in. It's beautiful. Then I cannot concentrate on their safety, two at once in different areas, doing different things, and engaging in a brand new conversation with a brand new person.
Get to know your chat. You need to pay attention.
It's just not possible. So I just need some conversation topics, guys. Have you got any questions that are quite open-ended that I can maybe ask and then they'll give me an answer for like 2, 3, 4 minutes?
Yeah, like opinion-based. You need to stumble on. Like how we just stumble upon Ducco being 29 and still eating jelly.
Yeah, maybe you could ask that. Do you like jelly? You can ask some of the other mums.
How old are you? When did you stop eating jelly?
Thoughts on jelly.
Jelly thoughts, go, you know? Yeah, that's a tough one because you got no one there. You got no safety net, as you said, and your kids aren't really going to speak back to you. They're going to be playing.
And you also want to make a good impression for this little kid, you know. You want to back up why they're friends with your kids. You know, the parents are meeting you for the first time. You got to represent.
Yeah.
So you want to be fine. You don't want to do the standard, what do you do?
But here's the thing, though, right? They're only three. They're not going to be friends with these people for much longer than a couple of years. I don't think you need to put in that much effort.
Oh, man. Like,
what do you mean? But this could be sort of the start of a lifelong friendship. There might be, you know, best man or whatever at the wedding, and it's going to be like, oh, but remember when we first met your dad? All that was cringe. Like,
yes, exactly. Because I want you guys to just role play with me just really quickly. Just pretend as though we're meeting for the first time. I'll give you an example of how the conversation looks.
So, are we the parent of the birthday kid?
Yeah, you can be a parent, and I'll be Otis and Harriet's parent. Hey, how are you going? I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
How are you?
I'm Ducco. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Yeah, really good. Nick, who are your little ones?
My little Otis, get down from there!
He's got Otis. Otis is that really naughty kid.
Otis is Micah. Harriet, do not hit that boy. Oh. Harriet. Yeah, no, I am. So what are you?
That's my boy that she's hitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, what are you guys? Otis, do not go up the slide. Do not go up the slide. What do you do for a, for Harriet? Living. What do you do for Harriet? Do not hit him. I said that already. Sorry, what do you do for a living?
He can't control his gremlins, can he?
No. But surely, like, Harriet and Otis, as unique and special as they are, surely all the kids are doing that. So won't it just be a whole arena of parents yelling at their children not to hit each other and to get down from the slide? You don't need to worry about Chad.
Nick, as the other parent of the team with, of course, my dog Pandemic Pam, I liken this to a dog park, a closed enclosure for animals running around. And when I'm at the dog park and Morgan's not there and I've got to make chat with the other dog park people, you know, you usually just talk about how long has you had the little guy, what kind of breed they are. And then if you have some nice treats and then show them the tricks that your dog or child can do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Poor roll over.
Yeah. Roll over, here's a Fredo frog kind of thing.
Take it as an opportunity to elevate the twin social status.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ducko.
No worries, mate. The worst is, though, when they find out that you work on Nick, Jess and Ducko on Hit 106.9 and you talk about probing Monday to Friday and all sorts of things like that, and they realise what you do isn't real.
As long as it starts conversation, I don't care if probing is the topic.